It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We had a member of the show dealing with a wild animal in the house. All right, fess up. What happened?
So we like to share some life events that happen, you know, on a daily basis. They're unique to us, but we find out as we ask our listeners, they become very common because people have had run-ins with wild animals and in different situations that we like to share. So I'll go back a few weeks. My wife has a really nice wreath that hangs on our front door, and it changes from season to season, and new ones nice. Pop up. But at this time of the year, especially in the spring, some of those, as people will, I'm sure, understand, birds like to make a nest in. We had a couple of weeks ago a nest that had been created in the front door wreath. I opened the door in the morning because I park on the street and driveway's full with the kids' cars. So a bird flies off. It kind of startles you. Obviously, I'm not expecting that. So when I get home from work that day, no bird there. So I remove the nest. There's no eggs in it. I just remove the nest so that the bird doesn't come back to the front door.
Sure.
I thought I took care of the problem. Yesterday, as I'm leaving with coffee and a bottle of water in one hand, my backpack and, you know, an extra set of shoes because, you know, a different wardrobe too, because I had to go to a, you know, second job afterwards,
which we already talked about
with Lori. My hands were full. I opened the door and I'm stunned again by a bird that leaps from the wreath, and this time it hits me in the side of the head. and you hear the flutter. So I know what it is. A bird hits me in the side of the head. I make a move to avoid the bird, and I thought the bird flew out. But then I got a text message yesterday during the show from Grand Slam Ellie. No, the bird was in the house. It had made its way up to one of the, it was thankfully our guest room instead of one of the kids' rooms. And so I said, okay, I'll tell you what, close the door, you know, and there's a bathroom door, there's a room door, close it, bar it so that it stays in there. And the story that she had was she saw like the bird's feet underneath the door. And she thought at first, she's like, well, Dad, there's a mouse in the house. I said, I don't think so. We just had the exterminators come out, all this stuff. And so I said, it must be the bird that hit me in the head. And so their initial reaction was, well, let's go to the Ring doorbell. We want to see this.
Is there footage of this?
There's not, because I was still in
the house. You were in the house. You were in the door.
Yeah, so in the door, yeah. So there's there may be some words. And Lucy had said, yeah, Dad, I heard you swear. I'm like, yeah. So I was startled. And so this bird is in the guest room, and now I'm tasked with, by when I get home, finding the bird and then getting the bird to either fly out one of the windows or capturing the bird and getting it outside. Doors are still closed. Bird's in there. I walk in, and the kids are all like, Dad, you can't kill the bird. I'm like, I'm not trying to kill the bird. I want it to fly out. I don't want to do anything other than make it fly out. So I go in, close the doors so it's still trapped. I take the screens out of the windows, and I leave the windows, like, from the top, I leave a little bit of space in case it gets hit against the window and works its way up, it can find a way out, or maybe it just hits the home run shot and it just goes straight through the bottom of the window. So there's room on both sides for it to get out. Two windows, no screens, prepared, ready for it to go. But there's always this little bit of anxiety because I don't know where this bird is. And so I look under the bed, don't see anything, and I'm thinking as soon as I do, the bird is, you know, going to shoot out, hit me in the head again, and hopefully fly out the window. Can't find it. I look for 20 minutes, can't find the bird, because the kids had then sent me a video of the bird was in the closet, and it was kind of flying around behind the clothes. You could see the clothes moving. So I go over there, and I'm poking at the clothes, waiting for the bird to fly out. Eventually, I found out it was underneath the bed. I poke it a little bit and get it to, you know, move out of the other side. So it's sitting on the floor, and I could tell that it doesn't look like it's going to fly.
Yeah.
Didn't want to. Maybe it had gotten a wing hurt on something
or
in there.
Or was enjoying a nice cozy day in your house.
Was terrified.
It was ill. Yes.
I bet.
And probably. So by this time, I had a bit of an audience. Lucy came in because she wanted to make sure that I was kind and gentle to this bird.
Yeah, don't hurt the bird. Lucy.
So I had a tennis racket with me.
Oh, God.
Just in case I was attacked by this little Tweety bird.
I was going to say, John, the bird's not going to... Come on now.
So this has happened to me before. Not a bird, but another story. And we do invite. Have you had wild animals gain access to your house in any way, shape, or form? How did you handle it? How did you get them out? And so I gently set the tennis racket down on top of the bird. I was able to get a shoebox next to it and shuffle the bird into the shoebox, close it up. All right. Lucy, here you go. And I don't want it. Take it outside, open it up, see if it'll fly away.
I don't want it. Yeah, I wasn't giving it to you as a gift.
Right. Yes. Take this out. Because I had to put the screens back in. I didn't want another bird to fly in the house.
Been just your luck.
Yeah. Put the screens back on. We go outside, open up the box, and the bird wasn't going to fly. It eventually passed away.
Aww.
By its own natural means.
It was probably so scared. It
had a heart attack.
Yeah.
That's what I told the kids. I'm like, it probably was scared. Oh. I don't know. So, yeah, then I had to, move a dead body.
Did you hold a funeral for it?
No.
Bury it?
No. It was off in the woods somewhere.
Okay. Heather?
We had almost the exact same situation happen to us right after I gave birth to Brooks. It was in December. I was on maternity leave, so it was cold. So it was a little different. Colin opened the door. We just put Emily down to bed. So it was in the evening. It was dark. And all of a sudden, I hear the screaming and the dogs are going crazy. Two birds flew into our house. They were on the wreath hanging on our door. Unfortunately, the dog got one of them, killed one bird. And then this other bird was just flying around our house. And it was a little different because it took us a long time to get it into one room. And here I am, I've got this newborn baby. And I was like, do not let this bird come anywhere near me, right? So I just took Brooks to the basement. We hung out down there as I hear just this like banging around upstairs because it ended up going up onto like the chandelier above the front door, right? And it was like perched. And then it kept flying into the, so we've got like a window above the door and it kept flying into the window. So I kept hearing just this like, just it tried to get outside and it couldn't. And finally,
I can see freedom. It's so close.
Colin has like a broom because it was so up high. Like you needed something along to try to hit this bird
and
to
Colin's
get it out
not,
of.
He's vertically challenged.
Yeah, so
to
he
get
needed
all the way
like
up.
Yeah. Anyway, we finally got it into one room and we did what you guys did. We opened the windows, took off the screens, but it was freezing outside. So then the house started to get really cold because we had these windows and we kept the front door open forever trying to like. And we read about that at night, like they'd like to fly towards light. So we turned on the outdoor lights, kept all the lights off inside, and it was freezing. And I kept picturing images like the squirrel from Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
like
yes.
I pictured it was going to be complete chaos. I was like, pictures aren't going to be off the wall. Like this bird's going to fly all over and poop all over the place. And it was just terrified. And it eventually got outside. And I hope that one didn't die since the dog got a hold of one of them.
So you got birds, people have had bats, I'm sure.
When I lived up north, I had a bat. That ended in a tennis racket.
Texter says, one time both my toddlers woke up at the same time. Talk about wild animals. Josh in Brighton.
Yeah.
The closest call that I've had. So famously, we have a catio because we don't want our cat to just roam around outside, get hit by a car, get lost, whatever. So he still gets his outside space in this luxurious catio.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But before we purchased the catio, there was an incident where the door was left open and he got outside. We came back and there was blood on our hardwood floor because he had captured and killed
something. Thank goodness
something.
It wasn't on your couch.
a mouse, a chipmunk.
And we were looking, we want to find like the carcass, yep. right? Like where is this? Did he hide it somewhere?
It's been disemboweled.
It's in a litter box.
Right, but we looked everywhere and couldn't find it. So I wonder if he was toying with it.
Did he just eat it whole?
I don't know. He has this, he's a cat. He's got a hunting, prey drive. He must have caught something or damaged or injured something. Maybe it scurried out, bloodied from our house, and you had a trail going from the door. Yeah. So that's the closest call we've had.
Yeah. On Twitch, there's one of the individuals. I deal with birds constantly at his shop. I have a hole with open access to my boiler room, so they're always nesting there. Mm-hmm. Can't bring myself to get rid of it or remove it. Yeah. Nice
if
guy.
There's no eggs, I think you can remove it.
Yeah.
If there's no babies.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, so that's what I did originally when I thought I solved the problem. There's no eggs in it. I'm like, okay, I'll just remove this. Won't come back. And there it was. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Our 17-pound dog used to catch birds out of the air, bring them into the house dead. Thanks, buddy.
Oh, our cat would love if a bird got in the house. It'd be like the Super Bowl. I mean, he'd be dialed in, tracking it. He'd wait for it to settle and those reflexes.
Here's one from Wrigley's mom.
Yeah.
Does Costa think he's cool having a catio?
Oh, I think it's very cool. Heather's nodding.
He does. Yes. Yes. He thinks
that was
it's cool.
You nodding.
That was me nodding it. Yes. He thinks it's cool.
That
yes,
wasn't you saying
yes,
it
does.
Is cool. No. That I think it's cool.
Yes. That you think it
Listen,
is
they're
cool.
They're going to catch on one of these decades. 248-539-9797. Wild animals in the home. We'll get to JMO's vomit inducing play, the headliner from day one at Lions training camp. It's 97.1.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.